Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins. And thank God you can't see me right now because my hair is a mess. Evan's doesn't have any hair. Yeah, he doesn't have any hair, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Well, a little bit, man. You got a little bit of growth.
There's
there.
A little.
Little bit. But we don't care. This is a verbal, not a visual medium. But the bottom line about this right now is we're going to talk some Tigers here on Busting Balls, and it's all about drafts, prospects, and the future. Winter meetings are coming up. Wrote a column that you should check it out at odyssey.com about the two players that I think are definitely on the trading block from the Tigers, younger players, one of them being Matt Manning and the other one being Akil Badu for various reasons. And the reason I mentioned that column, in addition to promoting it and letting you know that it's there, is because they're kind of blocked in a way. And they're blocked in a way because the Tigers have organizational depth. Badu has some value, some untapped potential as a hitter. And Manning had good numbers, traditional numbers last year. But they are kind of being bypassed or blocked in a certain way because of the players that the Tigers are bringing up that could perhaps pass them. The first thing I would emphasize to you, I cannot emphasize more to anybody out there, is just how far Jackson Jobe has come in a short period of time. Jackson Jobe, if there's a better pitching prospect in baseball, he's really good because Jackson Jobe is the best pitching prospect the Tigers have had since JV. Hands down, better than Mize when he was dominating the minor leagues. Better than Scuba when he was striking out too. Hitters and inning almost in double A. And I think he's going to make the major leagues this year. I know that sounds ridiculous because he's only had one double A start. But his command of four pitches, four plus pitches, is exceptional. He throws 95 to 97 consistently. He has, it's more of a sweeper. They're going to refer to it as a sweeper a lot. That's the pitch that got him drafted third overall with the 3,000 RPMs. It's a big breaking. If you see a video of him from behind, you can just see how it just slants like no pitch you've ever seen. He's got that in his repertoire. And now he throws a cutter or a, you know, two-seam fastball that breaks a little bit, and he has developed, this is the most important thing, he's developed this wipeout changeup that he can land at any time. He doesn't walk guys, and he hits the outside quadrant of the strike zone with that fastball. He's a very good athlete. He's built like the pitcher from Central Casting, and he has repeatability of his delivery. He's exceptional. Everybody was, you know, last year when he had the Lombardi injury, I would not be envisioning this. I thought that injury sounded scary as heck and he would be out. But, and I did my top 10 prospects. I think I put Colt Keith one, but that was before the Arizona Fall League. It's kind of one and 1A, Evan. Does that sound like some kind of like making this guy sound out like he's Robert Redford in The Natural and he's a wonder boy or something? Maybe, but it's incredible how good he is. And look, the Tigers aren't going to overplay that. He's a pitcher. There's always some different things, but I'm telling you what they are thinking. I'm sure. I don't even have to ask watching him. He's that good.
Yeah, I think it's also extremely encouraging, too, because if the Tigers have lacked anywhere over the last few years, it was lack of depth in the farm system. So the fact that now, like, they could play Miguel Cabrera last year because he wasn't blocking anybody at anywhere, but now they have a different problem, which is actually a bright spot for the team, wouldn't you say?
Overall, that's without question. In the case of Manning, you know, his numbers, like you look at his raw data, don't even come close to matching that of Jackson Jogue and that of Ty Madden, who was very good at Double A last year. And they've got a number of pitchers. Montero, who they just added to their 40-man roster. Gibson, Sawyer Gibson Long, or I think that's how you say it. I get it mixed up. He sounds like a country singer. And they already have, and Mize is coming back. And they're going to add, I think, another veteran arm in there. So if you look at the logic of it with the depth that they have coming up, Madden's going to pitch in the major leagues this year unless something happens unforeseen. Evan, he throws in the high 90s. He's got a real good slider. He lacks some consistency, but a first-round pick and what a dominant college pitcher at Texas. You put two and two together, and it's like, okay, who's movable and who might have value, and who do you want to move on before he becomes arbitration eligible? That is Matt Manning. So that's how it all kind of fits together, and you're right about that depth. And as far as DH is concerned, they've got a ton of options there, potentially. So you're right about the Miggy thing. The Tigers are definitely playing to contend. You don't get Canda and Maeda without planning to contend. 35, 36-year-old players. They're probably going to add three or four victories to your team for the combined total of $23 million if you're not playing to win. So they're looking to win the division now with a combination of some vets like that and the young core that they have coming up this year. Now, Cole Keith is going to get a shot at second base. I don't know if he's going to make the team out of spring training. It might be a defensive reason he doesn't do that. But he is an excellent hitter, not only for power, but situationally. He will get you a hit in certain situations. Could open a spot for Justin Henry Molloy. It could open a spot for a free agent signing. And I credit Dan Dickerson for this because he mentioned it when we were doing Tiger Talk. JD Martinez might fit them.
Hmm. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, 1 year.
He still has pop, that's for sure.
So, you know, there are certain things that, you know, the Tigers could do at that DH spot. But, you know, Justin Henry Molloy does not have a position. So he's a DH, and they've got outfield depth. They get Canda And if they're facing a left-handed pitcher, you know, you might see somebody with the right hand in there at some point. So, but it's a very different scenario for the Tigers.
What about Wilmer Flores? What is his path this season?
Well, he had a step back last year. He got off to a really rough start, and he obviously has an upside, and he's still a bona fide prospect. This will be a big year for him to bounce back from it. He had some good games at the end. He did okay in the Arizona Fall League. So he's somebody that's still on the radar as a potential starter for the Tigers in the future, but it's highly unlikely that he's going to make the club out of spring training or have a chance to do that. And he likely will be at Toledo to start the year, I would guess, after going through the Arizona Fall League.
Are there any – so, like, when I look at the Tigers' top prospects, right, you get through the names that you know, but there's a couple of kids that I'm not very aware of, and I was wondering if you could help me out. There's a kid by the name of Kevin McGonigal. Does that sound correct?
Yeah. So McGonigal.
Yes. So yeah, he is ranked their like fifth best prospect, and for some reason, I know nothing about him.
The reason he's ranked there is because, and he wasn't drafted in the first round, is because he was a top high school player who indicated he was going to go to college. And when they drafted Max Clark, they signed Max Clark below the slot signing and used that extra money to draft him out of the suburban Philly, Delco County. He was going to go to Auburn, and he is a prospect of that's got first-round talent that they got in the next round. That's why Max Clark made sense to draft him. They gotcha. Also did this to pick up a pitcher from Oregon State, Wilson, whose father pitched in the big leagues. He was taken later than what his talent said, and they used the extra money that they saved by drafting a couple they drafted Max Anderson and a couple other kids, signed a below slot, and then used the money to draft, McGonigal and McGonigal is how I think he's spelled.
Okay.
His name. Yeah, I'd always have trouble with it, too. He's a left-handed hitter. Now, he may be able to play shortstop for them. That's what he played, like every really good infielder at that level. But he's been projected as a second baseman, but they played him at shortstop, and he's probably going to move quickly because he has a lot of discipline as a hitter. He's more of a straight line type of prospect than Max Clark, who could be mercurial up and down, which is what he was his first year. He was terrific, and then he faded. This kid's, top level baseball probably in he was identified earlier as a top player and played a little higher level, even though he's an up north kid. So he's really, really good, far away from the major leagues. Big year for him this year. Would expect him and Clark to end up at West Michigan at some point, and that team will be very interesting when that happens.
When we started this podcast today, you mentioned trading Akil Badu and Matt Manning. What do you think are realistic expectations in return for either one of those players?
It only takes one. Okay. And the thing about those two is each of them has one outstanding tool. Both of them are 25 or 26 in that area. And that's about the age when a player enters his prime. Neither one of them costs anything when you add them to their roster. So where the match may come is with a team that's got some arbitration eligible dudes that they really don't want to pay them that money.
Okay.
But could fit the Tigers and what their needs are and what they identify. With Manning, He's below average on everything. Average fastball velocity, spin rate isn't good. Doesn't have a wipeout off-speed pitch. So why was he have a whip just over one in a 3.58 ERA last year? He's got extension. And it's explained in that article that I wrote, but when you have extension, he's 6'6", right? So when he strides and he releases the ball, closer to home plate in the top 6 percentile of major league pitchers. So what that does is make his fastball play up and his off-speed stuff play up. It's like somebody throwing from 55 feet instead of 60 feet.
Right.
So that's what his plus tool. With Bedeau, his plus tool is speed. He's in a top 10 percentile in foot speed. He's really fast. He improved defensively last year. He's not a great defender. He's not a center fielder, but he was adequate. And the thing about Akil Bedeau is, and this is why I think some scouts or even analytics departments will like him, is every once in a while, he'll turn on like a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and hit it out of the park. So to me, he's got some untapped potential offensively. I don't think he's ever going to be a big home run hitter, but I do think there might be a point where he puts barrel to ball and hits with a little more power than you might think. And his foot speed, especially now with the rule changes and the bigger bases, gives him value. Now, the question, if I'm the Tigers and I'm looking at him and I'm looking at Kerry Carpenter, all right, and I'm saying, well, which one of these guys would be better to keep? And people would say automatically Kerry Carpenter, because Kerry right. Carpenter has better tools than people think. He's got an excellent throwing arm, better than Bedeau's. He's not as fast, but he's in the top 30, 40 percentile foot speed. He runs well, but he doesn't get good jumps and things in the outfield, and he hit all those home runs and everything. But he did not hit a home run in his last 45 plate appearances last year.
Oof.
So he faded. You know, how is he trending? But if I'm looking at those three, Meadows, he showed very well, right? He's as fast as Bedeau and just a much better outfielder and more hitting potential. And Carpenter and Riley Green, that's three left-handed hitting outfielders. Where does that leave Akil Bedeau? Canda's going to get one of those spots, and Verlaine can play outfield, although I think at the beginning of the year, you're going to see him playing a lot of third base. And eventually, third base is going to be Jace Young's spot.
Right.
It depends. And a question I get all the time about it, I have no doubt he's a major league hitter. I think you could put him in the major leagues right now, and you know, after an adjustment period, he would hit. He just can flat out hit, but he's not a particularly athletic. He's got kind of a big bone body and, you know, not a lot of twitch to it, but he's got good hands. I don't know about his throwing arm for the carry over to first base. And that, you know, the Tigers have said, you know, I've seen some quotes that he's shown good carry, but they'd say that if he, you know, because they're, you know, trying to encourage him and everything, but he's their third baseman of the future. Keith, the second baseman of the future. If that works out defensively, they're in good shape, really good shape, because those two guys, flat out, left-handed, really good hitters. I mean, really good hitters.
So do you think they're in good enough shape, Pat, to compete for the Central this year?
Yes.
Wow, that was a quick answer.
Well, question.
Yeah. All right.
No, so, I mean, look, the winter meetings is just the start of it.
Yes.
It's like I said, you know, in the past, they didn't have organizational depth. And this is the point of what I wrote and what I'm talking about here to make trades. You know, it'd be cutting off their nose to spite their face to trade any younger player.
Right.
In this particular case, they've got younger players, and it's not an insult to suggest they may be traded. It's actually a compliment, because there might be teams that want those two particular players. So anyway, cool. It was a great podcast. Enjoyed talking to you, Evan. And, you know, don't forget to like us on the Apple iTunes store. subscribe, leave your comments, and same with the Google Play Store and Odyssey.com. Pacaputo98 on Twitter and my Facebook page, and also Evans, King of the KC, on Twitter, and now known as X, and of course, his, I don't know if you've even got a Facebook page, but you can check out the tickets. You do have a Facebook page.
I do, but the tickets is the one we want to push people to.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see pictures of Evan playing golf with his wife.
Yeah, it's not that much fun.
Yeah, yeah, it is fun. You enjoy that.
It's fun for me, probably not for others to sit there and look.
Well, your wife's a better athlete than you, you know.
She is, that's for sure. Yeah, that is for sure.
Ski champ, softball star. Killed on a whim. Me. She just went out for softball and stuff.
Yeah, just on a whim.
Yeah, but anyway, check all of that and download us, like us, all those things. Appreciate you listening, and it's all about draft prospects and future. And you got to admit, we got the best logo of any logo in the history of podcasts. You just want to look at that and squeeze. Till next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.